This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after diplomats from the United States and other countries were safely evacuated from Sudan, there were images of fighting between the Sudanese paramilitary, rapid support forces, and the Sudanese armed forces. VOA's Veronica Boderis Iglesias has more details.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Sunday in a tweet that Britain's diplomatic staff has left the country. The U.S. is currently assessing how to support thousands of American citizens left behind, retired Colonel Steve Gagnier told ABC.
The Pentagon overnight said that they could maybe think about setting up a safe corridor between Khartoum and Port Sudan, and that presumably using drones would allow the U.S. Navy to take people out by sea.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
At least 47 bodies have been exhumed in southeastern Kenya as part of an investigation into suspected religious cult led by local pastor Paul McKenzie, Reuters' Amin Lee reporting.
The manager of a local children's home, Helen McCauley, who has been helping investigators, told reporters children were among the dead.
We have visited some homes in some villages, such as Bethlehem and Judea. And in the villages, you find some parents have lost all their children, or they themselves die. Personally, I have visited about 18 grave sites of children.
The discovery of the mass graves is the latest chapter involving what police call the radicalized pastor, Paul McKenzie. The pastor was previously detained and